This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Some people are just fun. You know what I mean? And Billy Campbell, current owner and resident mechanic at Ralph's Auto Service, is one of those fun people, as well as being a great mechanic. Rick Showalter told me about Billy. And to get to his place of business, you just head out Turleytown Road in northwest Rockingham County. And there it is. Basically one big old room, crammed with vehicles and stuff. The place is better known, Billy says, as Ralph Frank's old garage. So who, I ask, is Ralph?
He was my uncle, my mother's brother. This garage was built in 46. My grandfather started here, and then my uncle, and now I bought the place.
What goes on here?
Well, whatever. We work on about anything they bring. Motorcycles, cars, garden trays. It don't matter. Whatever they bring, we'll try to work on it. Country garage, you know.
Tell me about your history with this place and with this business.
Well, my father died when I was like 12 years old. And my grandmother lived across the road, so I come up here in the summers and come down and help Uncle Ralph. I've been here on and off since I was 12, 13 years old. That would have been about 66 probably. And I've worked various other jobs, but always came back here. In 87, I came back, and then Uncle Ralph died in 97, so I bought the place, and I've been here since.
When you said you go off and do other jobs and come back, what made you go off and what made you come back?
Well, usually he'd drag a Cadillac in for me to work on. I didn't like working on Cadillacs, so I'd take off, and him and Leonard would fix the Cadillac, and when it was done, then I'd come back.
What's wrong with Cadillacs?
They were hard to work on. Didn't like to work on them.
Because?
Everything was hard to get to. I didn't like to work on them. These were the older Cadillacs. I just did not like to work on them.
Well, what do you like to work on?
It doesn't matter today. I'd probably even work on a Cadillac today. I like the older stuff. I do a lot of older stuff in the 50s and 60s. I was blessed to be here when Uncle Ralph worked on Model Ts. You know, I've helped him work on Model Ts. You know, the older stuff is probably what I know the very best.
And what do you like about it?
Well, they're not as simple as people would think. You know, the newer mechanics a lot of times have more trouble with a 53 Chevrolet than they would a brand new car. Everything's easier to get to, without a doubt, on the older cars. And they're a lot more fun to work on. Plus, they're really made well. The old stuff was made well. You know, everything was heavy duty. May not have ran as long, but everything was heavier. Everything was more American.
You mean made here?
Well, yes, all the old stuff that we worked on was. Yeah, there were older foreign cars too, but we never messed with those.
It sounds as though you like keeping stuff on the road.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yeah, all the people who live around here is poor people anyway, and they all got old cars, you know. But, yeah, I like keeping stuff going. A lot of personal gratification in it, actually.
Can you tell me a story about some vehicle that you worked on or resurrected from the dead?
There's been a lot of them. I don't know. There's been so many over the years. I guess the old Dodge I got, I've had it for a long time. It was like a 51. I changed all the suspension to a ton, had dual wheels on it. I rebuilt a 40 model engine for it. It still sets out here. You know, it would still run today. And I did this probably 35 years ago, but it was still run. I guess that's probably about the best one. It's a junker, but it'll go.
You've got a lot of motorcycles in here.
Well, not as many as usual. I've been off a while, and I tried to clean everything out. I went to Indiana for 10 days, and I tried to clean everything out here before I left. You know, you can walk through the doors, you know. I mean, this is not high security. I try to clean things. Sometimes I'll have as many as 16, 18 bikes in here.
And whose bikes are they?
Different people from all around. I work for people with motorcycles probably from, probably Waynesboro, farther south to Winchester and Petersburg to over to Madison. I mean, I work for people even as far as Richmond. I work for a lot of different people with motorcycles.
Why do they come to you?
I don't know. I guess they know I've been messing with them for 50 years, you know. And, I kind of got out of working on them for a while, and then, you know, the car stuff got slow, and people were asking me to work on bikes, so I started working on bikes again. I especially like Harley-Davidsons. I started with those when I was about 13, so.
Working on them?
Yeah, bought an old junker and made it go, yeah. knocked the fence post down one time. My mother about to have a heart attack.
Did you knock yourself down in the
park? No, I don't know. I just knocked the post out. You know, this was I was about 13 years old. But
what about Harleys do you like?
Well, again, they're American. They're impossible. They're definitely not the world's best motorcycle, but I love them dearly, especially the older stuff, especially the older stuff. But they're making better ones now. The newer ones are much better than the old ones, superior.
What was unsuperior about them?
They were American, and they were very simple. You could fix them with a pair of pliers and some wire, you know. I mean, you could, if they broke down, you'd go out in the field and get a part off a hay baler or an old Chevrolet truck or something, you know, sometimes ignition stuff, and you could fix them and ride on. You know, they were just so much simpler. I especially enjoy restorations. I guess I like restorations better than anything. And I do it all. You know, I mean, I rebuild the engine, transmission. I don't paint. I send that out. But I especially like the restoration, the original stuff, like the 49. I just did a 49 pan head, and I really enjoyed doing it.
What is a 49
head? It's a Harley-Davidson. It's a big twin. It's a 1200 cc Harley-Davidson. They had the Sportsters and they had smaller ones, but this was what they called the big twin. And it's a highly sought after motorcycle, really. 49 was the first year of the hybrid line, and
I don't know these terms. Well, big twin, yeah. Twin what?
Cylinders. Yes, ma'am. Cylinders. Okay. Big twin. Yeah.
And a hydroglide.
Well, that's hydraulic suspension on the front. That would be the first year of the hybrid line. But I especially like working on the older stuff.
Is there a bike in here now that you've restored?
Well, not really. They're all gone. I mean, I built that thing out of some junk. And here's another one, a 58 that I'm building. But this one's kind of custom. And as you can see, that one is custom.
Describe this one with flames on it.
Well, it was much more user-friendly when I was 30 than it is now that I'm almost 60. It has a raked frame, extended front end, Springer front end, hand shift, foot clutch, which is all I've ever ridden. I've never ridden a bike, a Harley-Davidson, that had of my own that was foot shift. I've always had hand shift and foot clutches, which are kind of difficult to ride. But it's a hot rod engine. It has no electric starter. You've got to kick start it. And all this stuff's very hard for me to do today, but it's still fun when I get it going.
Now, is this for someone, or is
no,
it?
No, ma'am. That's mine. That's mine. Yeah, that's mine.
That's like an easy rider bike.
Well, kind of. Yes, ma'am. It's. They talk about old school. This is definitely old school. You know, they get the old school bike mixed up sometimes, but this is definitely old school.
Because
it's old, and I mean, it has all the old idealisms, all the old cosmetics about it.
You meaning the chopper front?
Yes, ma'am. That. As well as the foot shifter, foot clutch, hand shifter. It's a shovel head engine. It's a 40.
What's a shovel head?
Well, that's just like the pan head. See, Harley-Davidson's called their stuff like a Mercury car would be a Meteor, a Comet, a Monterey, or Marquis. Harley-Davidson called their big twins, which were 1200 twin-cylinder engines. They start out like with flat heads, which had the valves and the cylinders. And then the first year, the overhead was like 36, as we know it. And that would be a knucklehead, and they called them that because of the way the tops of them looked. And 48, he came with a pan head, and that's got little tin covers on top. And 66, you came with a shovel head. So that's a shovel head top end, which is heads and cylinders, on a 48 pan bottom end, which is the crankcases. And then I got all this hot rod stuff in it that's impossible for me to use anymore.
Now, why'd you build it if it's impossible for you to use?
Well, it's kind of like it's just a bunch of junk I had sitting around. And it's kind of like a copy of my first bike that I built. I built, I guess, in 70, I don't know, one or two that I actually built a nice chopper that will say that, you know, it looked pretty good. So this one's kind of a carbon copy of it. And it's just like people call it the garage monument because it sits here more than I ride it.
Going down that long, lonesome highway, bound for the mountains and the plains. Yes, I'm going down that long, lonesome highway. Gonna live life my way.
Tell me about the the 58 you're working on here?
Well, the 58 is a duo glide, which is hydraulic suspension on both ends.
Right. Why are you building that one?
Man, once it built. Yeah.
Oh, this is for
that's
someone.
For somebody, yes, ma'am, yes.
So somebody comes in and says, I want you to create a 1958 bike for me with these
that's
features?
Right. Yeah, we'll do it. That part of the work's fun. Building the bikes are fun. But I mean, I don't mess with all these big tarred bikes as far as building them because you get a lot of money in them, and after you run down to the beer joint a couple times, you don't want them no more usually, you see, and then you're stuck with a $30,000 motorcycle that you're going to be lucky to get 12 or 14 for. I don't really mess with the big, wide, tired bikes much. I like them, but I don't mess. I work on them, but I don't build any.
You work on tractors.
Oh, yeah, I work on, yeah, whatever they bring. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'll either fix it or I'll mess it up. I'll repair it or mess it up where nobody else can. You know, like Uncle Ralph said, all you got to do is be brave enough to tear it apart. Somebody made it, so, you know, it's a real good chance you're going to be able to repair it.
If you want to just have some fun, what would that be?
To have fun in here? I'd probably sweep the floor. You see how challenging that would be to get around everything, don't you? I don't know why you'd want to even come here, really. Them people wanted to come from the North Fork Terminal. They called down here, and I said, woman, see, I had an old coal stove here come out of the old Singers Glen School. It was an old furnace that Uncle Ralph had bought off of, I think, Burt McKenzie for like $15. It stood about 5 feet tall, it was this big around. And it was cold, and used to be water would run in under the doors. I put them new doors up. Thank God I poured some little cement there and put new doors up. But the water would run in under them doors and be puddles froze back there. And you could sit beside the stove, see, it's the only way to keep warm. So this woman calls and wants to come. And I said, lady, you don't want to come down here. My God, what's wrong with you? And I said, it's dirty, it's cold. And well, she wanted to come. Here she come. And I mean, just kind of freaked me out, really.
Did you read the article?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a good article, really. I couldn't believe it. Now we got I had to take the coal stove out. My insurance people was going to cancel me, so I put that gas heater up, which I like.
And with the new doors, you don't
have... You don't get that ice puddle, though.
You enjoy yourself as much as you seem to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I ain't got no money, but I had a lot of fun. See, I'm painting my walls. See, I painted this part back here about 20 years ago, and then about 4 years ago, I painted that section.
There's a beware of the dog sign stuck in the window of Ralph's auto service. But there's no dog in sight. So I asked Billy Campbell, what's the deal with the sign?
They'll come in, they'll say, where's the dog at? I'll say, I'm the dog. I try to be grouchy. Some woman came one time. This woman is a motor maid. She rides with a motor maid to a women motorcycle club. Big bunch of people. Big bunch of women. Which I admire, really. I knew some old ones. But anyway... Now I forgot what I was. Oh, she came one time with this motorcycle. She came in and asked me what I work on. I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, well, my husband's been here and said that you're grouchy. And said, I don't believe that. She said, you're just a big old teddy bear, she says.
Going down that long, lonesome highway. Gonna live life my way.
Back after a break with Bob Levicki's invitation to check this out, and Mike Howdyshell, one half of the Brothers Howdyshell, whose Halloween happening this weekend comes with its own app.